beloved listeners, welcome to Grace Life Komi Podcast, brought to you by the publication arm of Chimdi Ohuna Ministry International Komi. Our vision is to empower individuals to reach full spiritual completeness in God through the insightful teaching and preaching of the Word of God. The Grace Life Komi Podcast offers every believer a continuous stream of fresh, simple, yet deeply impactful teaching episodes that engender the revelation light of Christ Jesus. Our objective is to motivate and uplift individuals through the provision of enlightening content that facilitates a profound exploration of faith. Grace Life Komi Podcast is dedicated to fostering a beneficial impact on the lives of our audience, aiming to positively transform their spiritual journey and enhance their connection with faith. Chimdi and Funke Ohuna delivers teachings that aim to illuminate the profound truth and significance of the person and the work of Christ, providing essential guidance and instruction for nurturing and developing believers in their relationship with Christ. We urge you to remain connected to the Grace Life Komi Podcast and engage with us, a platform where believers can immerse themselves in teachings, cultivate knowledge, and form connections with like-minded seekers of Christ Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Grace to you. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Father, we give you praise and glory. We honor you for bringing us to another session of Word Explosion today. Fortunately, this is the first for the week, and we thank God for the revelation we've been receiving so far. Because of time, we'll not be able to recap, but please make use of the excerpts we have prepared for the first week and the second week. Make use of the podcast to refresh yourself and be in tune with what we are doing already here. And I trust God that we'll together grow in the revelation of God's word, in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
We are still on John chapter 1, verse 8. And by the grace of God, we're trusting God to conclude with verse 8 anytime soon. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
All right. We're going to be using another translation, which has something a little different from the rendering that King James rendered. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
And it is the ABUV translation. ABUV translation. Like we always stated, this Bible is a Bible that has 26 translations, and it was produced by Zondervan Publishing House. All right. And then the general editor was Curtis Vaughan, and it's basically only the New Testament. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
And it's been a wonderful, time using this Bible to study the book of John. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
All right. And so the different translations, 26 translations are here, Phillips translation, the Wood translation used is the King James Version. Amen.
Amen.
So all the translations are there. I don't have all their names by heart, but memorizing 26 translations is one big task. But they are all different translations. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
All right. So the root verse we are with the King James we're dealing with is verse 8. John chapter 1, verse 8 says, "He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light." Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
The ABUV says, "To testify of the light." To testify of the light. To testify of the light. To testify of the light. And now the word we are looking at here, the key word we are looking at here is the word testify. Testify. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Testify. Okay. And the Merriam-Webster dictionary defines testify the following, phrases. And but we're taking those that are applicable to the context we're dealing with. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Number one, it says to make a solemn declaration under oath for the purpose of establishing a fact as a in a court. Are we together? When you go to the court, you have to make a solemn declaration under an oath. If you are a Muslim, you swear with the Bible. If you are a Muslim, you swear with the Quran. If you are a Christian, you swear with the Bible. And for the other religions, they have what they used to swear. Basically, they make solemn declarations stating that everything they say to be the truth. But at the end of the day, people make these declarations and they still lie. So, as it were, you know, people don't even fear their religious books. But the purpose of that is that it's believed that if you believe in something, you should, you know, that thing should be able to make you, you know,
you should hold
integrity.
Yeah, you should revise as a sacred book.
Exactly. You know, not only in court, basically, when political leaders, when leaders want to take
this one into position.
When they're in the position, they use the book, the of their religious book, you know, to make an oath.
Also in marriage.
Yeah.
Wedding day, we see people testifying and, you know, making their vows with the Bible or whatever it is you believe in.
Right.
But in the end, we still
Live out what we want to live out.
Uh-huh.
So it just makes us understand clearly that in the world we live in today, we are not bound by our words. The Bible makes us understand that the man who shall be blessed, a man that swears to his own heart.
Amen,
amen to Jesus. Amen. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to Jesus. All right, it also means to make a statement based on personal knowledge or belief. That is to say, to bear witness, to make a statement based on personal knowledge or belief. So you cannot just testify without having a personal knowledge. You know, John said, John 1:1, he said, the things that we have looked upon, our hands have handled of the word of life. So you must have a personal witness. Amen to Jesus. A personal knowledge, not just a theoretical knowledge. All right. And then number three means to express a personal conviction. We can say that this is all personal. Are we together? It's not hearsay. It's not rumor. It's not propaganda. It's a personal experience. When it's not personal, basically, it can't be a testimony. Amen to Jesus. That's why when you go before the court and you ask for test for witnesses, the witnesses will be people that were there when the whole thing happened. You can't just bring your brother to be witness when your brother was not there. All right. And then the next one is to attest. And then the next word I explained is to prove. And also the final word I explained is to show. So when you say John came to testify that light, it meant that he made a solemn declaration under oath for the purpose of establishing what the fact. Are we together?
Yes.
That Jesus is the light. It meant he made a statement based on personal knowledge or belief. In other words, he bore witness that Jesus is the light. It meant that he expressed a personal conviction that Jesus is the light. Amen to Jesus.
Yeah.
It also meant that he attested that Jesus is the light. He proved that Jesus is the light. And he showed that Jesus is the light. Amen to Jesus.
Yeah.
All right, today we're going to be looking at to make a solemn declaration under oath for the purpose of establishing a fact. Now, as we see in John 1:19-27, you know, John 1:19-27, it's by the length one, but we're going to read through it.
John 1:19-27. 19 says, and this is the record of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? 20. And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. 21. And they asked him, what then? Art thou Elias? And he said, I am not. Art thou that prophet? And he answered, no. 22. Then said they unto him, who art thou? That we may give an answer to them that sent us. What sayest thou of thyself? 23. And he said, I am the voice of the one in the wilderness, the one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. Verse 24 says, and they which were sent were of the Pharisees. 25, and they asked him and said unto him, why baptizest thou then, If thou be not the Christ, nor Elias, neither that the prophet. And 26 says, John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you, whom ye know not. 27, he it is, who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose.
Right. Now we can see from this reading that John clearly and categorically, you know, gave a solemn declaration to establish the fact that he was not and is not the Christ. You see that clearly. Verse 20, he said it clearly there.
Yeah. Verse 20, say, confess and deny not, but confess, I am not the Christ.
I am not the Christ. Mm. Now that speaks of integrity. Are we together?
Yeah.
It speaks of integrity. It also speaks of self-knowledge. We discover we're talking about self-knowledge at that time.
Mm.
You know, it speaks of self-knowledge. You see, the actual fact is that for you to be a witness of Christ, you must know who you are. You must be comfortable in who you are and be confident in who you are. And that only comes when you have integrity. Are we together?
Yes.
I heard a story of a particular look-alike of somebody who they apprehended in a show that the person was having. And they said the reason was that the look-alike did not have money to pay for the show. And he disguised to be the person and entered it, and so they apprehended him. In fact, it was a serious issue for him. Are you get what I'm saying?
Mm.
Now, no matter how much you look like, you are not that person. DNA is different.
Yeah.
And you see, more often than not, one of the challenges we have in life today is that many people want to be lookalikes. You know, there's a man of God who always appreciates his ministry so much. I heard him quite over and again, and he kept saying, there is no use being a second rate.
Mm.
Be the original of who you are. Be who you are. You don't have to be like me. You don't have to talk like me. You don't have to dress like me. You don't have to preach like me. You know, just be who you are. You know, I'm not against rub-offs. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I believe so much in originality. So much. I believe so much in originality. You don't have to be a second rate. You only be celebrated for being the original.
Yeah.
You know, a man of God started his ministry, his church, and he started pulling people. He was using a particular style of church ministry, and he started pulling people. And after a while, the style he was using, the original person who had that style, he brought a branch of his church to the city.
Mm.
And people just ported straight from that man of God's church to the original, because people always look for original.
Mm.
That's the truth we should just accept. No matter how much you try to be a second, a close counterfeit, you are still at best a counterfeit. You remain the best of who you are as the original.
Yeah.
You know, no matter how much you try to be a close second rate, you are still the second rate, and people would always still go for the original.
Mm.
When compared with you, the second rate. And so John the Baptist was confident in who he is, not trying to be a second rate. Are you getting what I'm saying? He was confident in the fact that he's not the Christ. Are we together? He's not the Christ. And he was satisfied with that personality. Are we together? And you see, the world we're living in today, many people, especially Christians, a man of God speak once, and he said he was in his car driving. His driver was driving him in his car, and on radio he heard somebody preaching, and actually he was hearing himself preaching, but he knew very well that that was not him, because he has not preached that message. And he began to ask his driver, please, who is the person? When you become confused about yourself, please, who is preaching there? He said it sounded so much like him.
Mm.
You know, there are people who can
mimic
and mimic to the point that they mimic.
You are confused.
And you are confused. But I think that should only be used for comedy, not exactly. For reality.
Yeah.
Not for reality. You can't mimic somebody to the point of reality.
Mm.
You can do that for comedy, for skits and for comedy. Fine, it's good. Are you getting me?
Mm-hmm.
And the original knows that you are just making a skit.
Yeah.
Are you getting me? You're making a comedy.
Don't make it live.
But don't make it live. Out of it.
First, you stand the risk of being, you know, a totally different person and living a life totally different from what God has created.
Exactly.
And what's the use living a life that wasn't yours?
That wasn't yours. Borrowed life.
You spent your life living someone else's destiny. Life. You left your purpose. You left your destiny to walk someone else's way. You didn't create yourself.
Exactly.
Why do you think living like another is the best for you?
It's the best for you. Just because you like that person. Mm-hmm. Or more often than not, you see, when people begin to trend, you discover that people just want to be like them, irrespective of even the flaws in their personality. Mm-hmm. You know, some people, their accent may not be altogether nice, but because they are in vogue, they are trending, people just want to speak like them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You want to speak like them. You want to act like them. And more often than not, something gave rise to that person's life. And if you do not understand what gave rise to his life, and you just start photocopying his life, you become a very, 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 very inferior copy of the person. And in no time, people will get tired of you as an inferior copy. So John the Baptist never wanted to be an inferior copy of Christ. He was just fine being who he is. Integrity makes you want to discover the real you. And want to bring out the real you.
Yes.
And not be a second rate, a counterfeit, or a photocopy of another person. So that when we look at this, we now discover that on a larger scale, how many of us have integrity? Are we together?
Yes.
How many of us have integrity? It's just fine for me to just copy somebody and I'm good to go. In fact, in art and intellectual property, if you copy somebody's work, it's plagiarism, is that not so? It's piracy and plagiarism, and you can be, you know, charged for that, and also, if you're not careful, pay heavy damages and maybe go to jail. So if it is not permitted in the arts and the intellectual ability world, I don't think why we should try to be a second rate somebody. Be who you are. John was comfortable by saying, I am not the Christ. People were gravitated towards his ministry, but he did not say, because people are coming to me, I am not the Christ. No. He was never tempted to make that move in life.
Yeah.
Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
By this declaration, he made it clear that he did not come to testify of and for himself. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things is that when you begin to seek to be a second rate, you are actually seeking to testify for yourself and testify of yourself. Because it is lack of confidence in yourself that has made you seek to become a second rate. And because you are trying to amplify yourself at the expense of your real self, you became a second rate. And so at the end, you are trying to bring yourself out instead of bringing who God has put on the inside. So it's not only an integrity issue. It's also not only an integrity issue. It's also an issue of low self-esteem. And some of the time, we think that low self-esteem comes as a result of, you know, humility. No, low self-esteem is the end result of pride. It's the end result of pride. Because a humble man is confident in who God made him.
Yes.
He's relaxed. He's just happy and excited and fulfilled in who God made him. It's pride that makes you want to be as another. Lucifer said, and I will be as the Most High. I will make my throne in the heavens. And now, you see, it was just I, and it was pride that made him want to be as God. And you get what I'm saying? It's pride that makes you become a counterfeit. It's pride that makes you become insecure in who you are. It's pride that makes you become a second rate. But humility makes you confident, comfortable, and fulfilled in who you are. Even if who you are is not important. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Funny enough, the person you are trying to make a second rate of was once not important.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, that time when John the Baptist was reigning, Jesus was not reigning.
Of course.
The battle was raining before Jesus, though. So they asked him, are you the Christ? He should have said, I'm the Christ. Are you getting what I'm saying? So it was after him. After he baptized Jesus, Jesus went to the wilderness and then he began his ministry and everything, healings and everything. Prior to that, Jesus was already, John the Baptist was raining. So whosoever you think that you want to counterfeit was at a point in time, the person was not in vogue. So why don't you remain comfortable and fulfilled in you not being in vogue at the time, at the while? Are you getting what I'm saying? Because God has your plan in his hand. And in the time where you are meant to come to limelight, you definitely do what? Come to limelight. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
So he was not testifying for himself and he was not testifying of himself. This act of John created a precedent for the new creation sent to follow. Are we together?
Yes.
Created a precedent for the new creation sent to follow. We don't testify of ourselves. Every opportunity to testify of ourselves, in no time we discover that we begin to go lower than who we are meant to be. Are we together? We begin to become false identities and false personality. Are you getting me? And the act of not testifying of yourself is the act of accepting that you are who you are and not another person. When you start trying to, when you're trying to be another person,
be an impostor.
Be an impostor. We are trying to become an impostor. It is pride at work, low self-esteem, and lack of integrity. And the end result of being an impostor is that you would always be a second rate. And in the law, it has criminal consequences. Glory to God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
Now, so we are not called to do any of this. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
We are called to do what God has called us to do. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah
to Jesus. Now, the saint does not give a solemn declaration to establish the truth about himself or herself as a light. Why? Because we are not the light. We are not
the light.
The light. So we don't give a solemn declaration to establish the truth about ourselves as the light. We are not the light. We are not taking the place of the Christ. John said, I am not the Christ. We are not the Christ. We are Christ. That's the property of Christ. Are you getting what I'm saying? We are Christ. That means we are Christ. We are Christ.
Yes.
You know, we are the properties of Christ. And we are also little Christ, joint heir with Christ. Are you getting what I'm saying? But we are not the Christ. The difference between the Christ and Christ. John said, I am not the Christ. We are not the Christ.
Mm.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we are Christ. We are the properties of Christ. And we are younger Christ. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
We are saviors. Yes. I would say saviors shall come out of what? Mount Zion to judge the mountain of what? Jacob. You know, we are Christ. But we are not the Christ. Are we together?
Yes.
And so, taking the step to want to be the Christ is Luciferic in nature.
So let's break it down here. So we know Christ is from scriptures. We call him the miracle king.
Yeah.
So when I begin to say I'm the miracle worker, it means I'm taking the place of Christ.
You're taking the place of Christ because the Bible says it is him who worketh in us what to will and to do of his great what? Pleasure.
So I don't have the right to say I'm the miracle worker because I am connected to the miracle worker.
No, remove the miracle worker from you. Can anything work through you? Are you get what I'm saying? And my ministry is not to argue. Are you get what I'm saying? My ministry is not an argumentative ministry, but one salient truth remains. Remove Christ from me. I am nothing.
Mm.
Are you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
I am nothing. Remove Christ from me, I'm nothing. So the basic truth remains that he's Christ. I am his. And I'm a joint heir with him.
Mm.
But Christ out of the picture, I am nothing.
Yeah.
We are nothing. So I can't be claiming to be him. Are you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No.
So it's more like my dad is a doctor. And because I'm my dad's favorite or I'm my dad's only child, and I decide to use doctor. And when I'm asked, so how did you get yourself? Because my dad is a doctor, so I'm a doctor. You know, so it's off it.
Yeah.
You might be sharing the same surname, but his attributes you can't share if you cannot, if it's not yours. Do you understand? So my dad is a good man. I can't be called a good person because I'm from a good man. I must show or manifest goodness for someone to also call me a good. Do you understand?
Exactly. And that now implies that my father is now walking through me.
Exactly.
Like they say, when some people talk, say that's his father talking.
Exactly.
A chick of the old block.
Mm.
You know, that's his father talking. Right? Because you see the father DNA walking through. But if the father was not there, that you would have not been here.
Exactly.
You would have not been there. Nobody would have been able to say, that's the father talking. That's
and it's like you just said, people saying that's a reflection of you. This is a reflection of the fact dad would have done.
Exactly.
Okay. But not me saying, this is my dad.
No.
You know, definitely.
I'm my dad.
So it's as simple as that. When you begin to do that, you are only, you know, manifesting pride.
Yeah, it's very.
So you don't testify
of us. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
The Son does not testify himself as the light. We are not the light.
Mm.
It's only Christ that is the light. Jesus is the light. John 1:4.
John 1:4 again says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men.
Life was the light of men. The light of men. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus is the light. You get what I'm saying?
Mm.
We are not the light.
We are the light.
Yeah.
So there's a degree of light that's been given to us who are Christ.
Exactly. Just like the moon reflects the sun.
Mm. The moon, it's ignorance for the moon to
now start.
I'm the sun. Because I
shine in the night.
It doesn't matter when I shine.
It doesn't matter.
It can also be the
sun. No, no. Is foolishness, foolishness that is bred out of pride, bred out of foolishness, and whatever that one is, stupidity, ignorance, and every of that mixed up together. We need to understand these things. He is the light of men, and then these men are the light of the world. So we cannot be the light of men. We are the light of the world. We are the moon. He is the sun. The Bible says the Son of Righteousness shall arrive with healing in his wings. He is the Son of Righteousness. We are the moon of righteousness, reflecting the Son of Righteousness. So if the sun does not give light, the moon has no light. No light whatsoever.
Light.
No light. So I can't be forming sun. No. I'm simply a moon, and I'm fulfilled and satisfied in being a moon. You never see the moon struggling for position with the sun, trying to be the sun. If it's struggling to be the sun, then its value at night is useless.
And you know, God uses nature to actually teach us simple things.
Exactly.
Even looking at nature, the moon, the size of the moon cannot be compared to that of the sun.
You see that?
You know, the sun is said to be a million times bigger than the earth. You know, and the moon is just a fraction of that.
You see that?
You know, though bigger than the earth, but still a fraction of that. So we shouldn't. Nature tells us the operations of God.
Exactly.
Except we just want to be ignorant both with nature and with scriptures.
Exactly.
So don't want to. You are light. You are light, yes. But you are not light of men.
You're not light of men.
Light
of the world. And you should be fulfilled being the light of the world. You should be excited. You should be happy being the light of the world. I'm excited being the light of the world. I'm excited. I'm fulfilled being the light of the world. I'm comfortable being the light of the world. And I just want to keep receiving light from the light of men. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. All right. By this declaration, John made it clear that he did not come to testify over for himself. All right. We've said that before. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus is the light of men. Is the light of men. Amen to Jesus. This means that without Jesus, no man, in capital letters, no man can have light. Without Jesus, no man can have light. He is the light. He's the light himself. He's light. Genesis 1:3
says, and God said, let there be light, and there was light.
That was the person that was created. We looked at this light subject in one of our studies some years ago. I understood that God created light. That light is Christ. And that light was now broken down into what? Greater light and what? Lesser light. And greater light and lesser light is just the expressions of Christ in lesser values, in lesser quantity. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you can also, and we see the greater light to rule the day, which was the sun, and the lesser light to rule the night, which was the moon. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. And but that light itself is the light of God, is the light of life, is the light of eternity, and that is Christ. Christ is the very light of eternity. Are you getting what I'm saying? Praise God forevermore. God said, let there be light. Without that light, we'll not have greater light and lesser light here. Without that light, we'll not have the light of life. We'll not have the light of the world. So the focus has to be on how would I, as the light of the world, get light from the light of
light
men
of my world.
To light up my world.
Yes.
That's all. I didn't come to argue with the light of men. Are you getting what I'm saying? The sun, the moon just enjoys reflecting.
Mm.
It doesn't want to do anything more than reflecting. And it's enjoying its life. It has been enjoying its life for about 6,000 years that the earth was created. It has been enjoying itself. So why should I know it? Why should you go and stress yourself? Enjoy your life being what? The light of the world.
Yeah.
Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Amen. All right. Jesus is the light in the life of a man or woman that makes him or her the light of the world. Matthew 5 verse 14.
It says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid."
Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
You're the light of the world. Jesus is the light of men that makes men the light of the world. Are we together?
Mm.
So basically, the light of the world are not meant to testify of themselves.
Mm.
It's just like the sun, the moon testifying of itself. And he tells the sun, "Don't worry, I'm fine on my own.
Mm.
I am here. By the next night, he will see. The next night, he will reflect nothing. Are you getting what I'm saying? By the next night, he will reflect nothing. And this is what we have to wake up to realize. This is something that the church has to really tell ourselves. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
So the new creation, born again child of God, is the light of the world. And the Christ Jesus, the light of men, lightens up what? The new creation, who is the light of the world. So that we can lighten up the world. Life follows protocol. Life follows protocol. The light of men lightens up the light of the world, so that the light of the world can lighten up the world. If the light of the world seeks to become the light of men, let's see how we can light up anything.
It's not possible.
Even if we are light of the world, self, are we even lighting up our world enough?
Can't generate.
Are we lighting up our? You know,
where do you want generated?
Where do exactly? Every energy generated from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
We have solar generated from the sun. We have the dams, electricity generated from the.
In fact, you said that a large, chunk of energy comes from the sun. No matter how you want to generate, whether you want to use organic, the compost, you need heat, right?
Uh-huh.
And if the sun does not shine, how long will it take before the heat comes?
Exactly.
So you see, the sun is God in his infinite mercy and omniscience, right?
Mm-hmm.
Created the sun in such a way that man cannot do without.
Exactly.
So if you as a spiritual being, you as a new creation, you're thinking that you can do some things without the light of men, you feel that some things, this aspect is for the light of men, this aspect has the light of the world and hook it to do him. No. You're beginning to cause problem for us.
Yeah.
You need source. And that source is the light of me that we cannot do.
Even I heard of a man of God, I think it was A. Allen, who used to say, "Jesus, this matter is too small for
me." Mm.
You put me here to handle it. He recognized that it's Jesus,
mm-hmm,
that's at work through him.
He recognized the authority.
The authority of Jesus. So he said, "Jesus, this matter is too..." There are problems, there are issues that come. "No, this matter is too small for Jesus to handle.
Mm.
It's good like me has put here,
mm,
so we'll handle it." He recognized the authority of the light of men. And knows that, okay, the light of men is his resource as the light of God. So let me handle it based on the authority I've given to me as light.
So if you have not positioned like the moon properly to receive light from the from the sun, you cannot even have confidence to exercise such authority.
Which confidence?
Even the minutest, if you say Jesus, come and handle it, you'll be shouting to us every minute.
You know, like just like I think it was Archbishop Benson that was also that when there was the global witch meeting I wanted to have, and he was like, no, when they say no, this matter is Jesus is too big for this matter. And let me go and do this for Jesus. Are you getting what I'm saying? You know, it's a level of understanding that Jesus is the light man in me. He's the son. See, there's no coincidence when the Bible calls him the son of righteousness. When you are full of this understanding that Jesus, the light of man, is in me, so he lightens me as the light of the world. See, you can operate in levels of authority. Are we together? But it's impossible for you to say you are the light of the world without this total submission and you know, conviction that the light of man is your source. Are you getting what I'm saying? Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen and amen. Now, in view of the preceding, the saint is not meant to give a solemn declaration of him or herself as the light of the world, but is to give what? Solemn declaration of Jesus, the light that lighted or that lighted men. Are you getting what I'm saying? So we don't give solemn declaration about ourselves. You know, I saw something a while ago. I was coming back from a journey, and I always see it, and I'm like, what's this? And the person on the billboard, he wrote his name, and he said, Savior of a particular nation and the whole world. And I'm like, what? You are the Savior? And I'm like, I don't understand. I can't get it. And I will never get it. Are we together? It just is a foolish, stupid way of reasoning. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's foolishness that makes you want to amplify yourself as the light of the world. We don't amplify ourselves as the light of the world. We amplify the light of men. We give solemn declarations of the light of men. Amen to Jesus. Praise God forevermore. We establish, you know, the truth that Jesus is the light of men. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
That's what we do. We don't establish ourselves as the light of the world. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
Now, we do this because when the saint gives a solemn declaration of Jesus, the light of men, he or she exalts Jesus, which in return enables his or her light to what? To shine in the world. You see, we cannot exalt Jesus and not shine. Are we together?
Amen.
We cannot exalt Jesus and not shine. It's not possible. Mm-hmm. It's not possible. When we exalt Jesus, we don't struggle to shine. You see, some years ago, I was asking the Lord, what do I do? What do I do to see breakthrough ministry? And the Lord gave me a scripture, and I picked it up, the book of Corinthians. And when I looked at it, I just thought that God was just telling me, keep amplifying Jesus. Keep amplifying Jesus. And believe you me, by the privilege of God's grace, I've been seeing what amplifying Jesus is beginning to do. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
And it has made the work easy for me. You know, people don't trouble me. They just know that I will come and preach Jesus. And so, it's only Jesus who knows how to preach. I don't have to preach any other thing other than Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and it makes my life easy for me. Oh, let me amplify the light of men so that I can shine as the light of the world. It makes life so much more easy for me. Amen to Jesus.
Yeah.
And you see, when Jesus is glorified, the lights of saints shine. When Jesus is glorified, the light of the saints will shine. Don't need to struggle to shine. You see, there's this struggle so much among Christians to shine, struggle to shine. No, you don't struggle to shine. Just give a solemn declaration, Jesus, the light, man. You will not struggle to shine. Shine just, the moon will never in his life struggle to shine as long as it just aligns with the sun. And same applies to us. Are we together?
Yes.
Praise God forevermore. And this is so because we are not sufficient in and of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 5. That's sufficiency of God. The moon is not sufficient in and of itself. Are we together?
Yes.
The sufficiency of the moon is of the sun. Are you getting me?
2 Corinthians 3, verse 5.
Yeah.
Say, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of
God. Our sufficiency is of God. That is the that's the life of the saint. Our sufficiency is of God, not of ourselves. Not of ourselves. Are you getting me?
Mm-hmm.
So, this, you see, if you look at the church today, there's been this so much showmanship. Showmanship. People are just, light of the world are just showing themselves. You know, many of the times, hear people say, if I be a man of God, if I be a prophet of God, if I be this, if I be that, if I be this, if I be that, and everybody showing off his abilities and his potentials and capabilities. You see, how does it look like? The more we are showing off, the more it looks like we are not lighting up our world. Why? Because you cannot show off as the light of the world and still light up the world. When you show off the light of men, you don't need to struggle. You just light your world.
Yeah. Once the sun goes down, it's time for the moon.
The moon picks up. No struggle.
No struggle.
No struggle. See the struggle we have in church today.
Mm.
Go online, you see struggle. You see, it's a marketplace, struggling, fighting, you know, struggling. You know, I as the Lord led us to the podcast, we're doing other video stuff. But I just look, I did some little analysis. Number one, when you go on the video platforms, the is all rowdy.
Very rowdy.
Very rowdy. What you see over there, many ministers are just there, everybody's trying to, you know. And one thing is, I don't like to show up some. I like to show up Christ. So the podcast just made it easier for me to show up Christ. It's not loud. You don't see my face, you only hear the voice. Are you together? And above all, Jesus, we are showing forth. And by the grace of God, as a light, we have been able to be shining small, as God has been helping us. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
When we make solemn declaration of Jesus, the light of men, we make his work and purpose known to others. Yeah. You see, Jesus said, how shall they hear if they are not preached? And how shall they preach if they are not received? And he says, how beautiful upon the feet and the mantle of the feet of those that preach the gospel. We're sent to publish the gospel, to publish Jesus. Are you get what I'm saying? We're sent to make Jesus known. He said, how do they hear if they are not preached to? People will not just know Jesus by osmosis. They don't know Jesus by their vision. Somebody has to preach Jesus to them. Are you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Praise God forevermore. In fact, before God now has to reveal, Jesus has to reveal himself to people. The work of preaching has to be done. The seed has to be sown. Are we together? You know, I was talking to my wife and I was like, there are many people who have preached to, have led to Christ. Many have led to Christ. I try to follow up on them. And it's like, it hits a great drop following up on them. And she just told me, you are sowing seed. Keep sowing seed. Paul planted. Apollos watered. The Lord gave the increase. I've sown a seed to lead you to Christ.
Somebody I'm the Paul.
And Apollo will come and water. And then the Lord will give the increase. You don't know where the increase will end. So whether it will be another person's, you know, house it will end. But the major thing is that we just have to keep, you know, making Jesus the light of men known to people. Are we together?
Yes.
Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
So when we make Jesus the light of men known to people, we make his work and purpose known to others. By so doing, we create the needed environment and atmosphere for Jesus to reveal himself to men. Are you getting me? So, you see, if we don't create this atmosphere and environment, Jesus will not reveal himself to men. You understand? Because, you see, the seeds that we sow, we don't know how important they are. We don't know how important they are. Jesus wants to reveal himself to people. There's somebody I've done everything I can. And I've said, Jesus, the only thing that is left to get this guy saved is you can reveal himself to me. But I've sown my seed. Are you getting what I'm saying? I've sown my seed. We have to do the work of revealing the light of men, of telling people about the light of men, publicizing the light of men. Tell people about the light of men. Is that the stepping stone for him to reveal himself to people? That's the stepping stone. But if we don't do that one, it makes the journey longer. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Now, when Jesus reveals himself to people, it will lead to what? Salvation of souls.
Amen,
Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
So this makes us understand that as light of the world, we have no business making solemn declaration of ourselves in any way. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
We could and can only be light of the world because the light of men, Jesus Christ, lighted us. Is that not so?
Yeah.
So like John the Baptist said, he, that is Jesus, must increase and I must decrease. John 3 verse 30.
John 3
verse 30.
It says he must increase but I must decrease.
That must be the mindset. Now, if you don't want to have integrity issues, pride, low self-esteem, and the list goes on, you must be ready continuously and ever to reduce.
Mm.
For what? Christ to increase.
Mm.
Let me, the light of the world, reduce.
Mm.
So the light of men will increase.
Mm.
No, let them see the light of men.
Mm.
When they see the light of men, the more I reduce, they will see the light of men. And at the end of the day, it will even make me shine brighter. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
This was the mindset of John. And that mindset is to be our mindset. Are we together? We must say the same and act the same. Don't just say, Lord, that you may increase and we may decrease. No, it is not. It's not a crying point. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It is an action point. Let Christ increase.
So I as you're speaking now, this story of the Hebrew boys came to me. Okay. This is how the light of the world are meant to reflect the light of men. Now, these guys didn't go around the province of Nebuchadnezzar telling people about their quote, Jewish God.
Exactly.
You know, they kept about their business and they kept worshiping their God the way they could. Because of time, I can't read it, but you see this account in the book of Daniel chapter 3. You know, and they kept going about their business. And this set of guys told them and they were like, these guys already, they were lighting up their own.
Yeah.
That is why the people around the province took note of them.
Exactly.
You know, and they more of jealousy and the rest of it, and they decided to cook up a decree for people to bow down to an image. And they knew that these guys, the way they are ardent with their worship, this setup, we know they will be ardent, so
yeah.
it should work. This should be the end of them in this province, you know. And they set it up, and these guys refused to bow down. And you see, the story came to Nebuchadnezzar, and I'm just going to read verse 24 quickly to 23 to 26. It says, then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound in the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, no, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no heart. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. So you see, if this light of the world did not take, light, confidence, strength from the light of men, they wouldn't have been able to even get into the fire in the first place.
Exactly.
And then if they didn't get into the fire, how would the whole almighty Nebuchadnezzar have bowed down to say, in fact, verse 29 says, therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language will speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort.
Mm.
So even Nebuchadnezzar at the end of the day came to realize that, look, so you these foolish people, there is a more, in fact, there is a greater God. I'm not in close.
Yeah.
You know, these guys are people that can stick their neck out for who they really know. This is what we're supposed to be doing as new Christians. Reflect the light. Exalt the light so much so that every other person will say, there is no other God like me.
Yeah.
No other God like your God. So this session is also another powerful session, because we have been shouting, we are the light.
Mm.
We have been saying, and now we have even left, some people are already going into we are the light. You know, they don't even want to use the word so that they will confuse light of men and light of
people. Exactly.
The reason why you're saying you are the light is because you want to confuse
people
whether you're light of the world or light of men. I mean, you just give an example. One is even bold to say he's the savior of his country and the country of the whole world.
The whole world. Mm. I was shocked. I always see that banner, that
such a person, if you go to his plan, they still don't even know him. But you have the effort to make him signpost.
It's signpost. It's signpost.
The savior
of his country and the whole world. I was like shocked. I'm like, can you imagine?
Oh, if you want miracle, come to me.
Yeah.
You are.
I will work it for you.
The word, the thought statements. I don't know. Sometimes you want to use foolish, but foolish looks like play.
Foolish looks very.
You understand? To use to describe such situations. Please, we are the light of the world, not the light of men. So okay. If you don't just say you are light, you are light of what?
Exactly.
You were completely described in scriptures. Use such description. Don't allow us.
Don't confuse it.
Doing so is just element of pride. Walking around in
foolishness. Mm. Foolishness. And see, more often than not, pray the Lord helps our understanding as believers in the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Because it's really serious. Mm. Really serious. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
When Jesus increases and the saint decreases, the saint is giving a solemn declaration to the truth that Jesus is the light. Amen.
Okay, yeah.
So when Jesus increases and the saint decreases, he's giving the saint by that action, he's giving a solemn declaration to the truth that Jesus is the light. Amen.
It means declaration is not just saying words.
No.
It's also in your actions.
It's your life.
Your lifestyle.
Life. Mm. Your life. Declaration is actually life than words.
Mm-hmm.
We are not to do witnesses, we are to be witnesses. Declaration is life. Your lifestyle, not even just your words. Over the years, we have been so used to words that we forget the lifestyle.
Yeah.
Amen to Jesus.
Yeah.
So, this is what we were made, new creations, to do. We must do it. Christ increase, we decrease. Christ increase, we decrease. The light of men increase, the light of the world decrease. That act is what? Making solemn declaration. Jesus is the light of men. Amen.
Hallelujah. Another great session, I must say. It's important for us to keep these truths within us. They will help us to live and lead our Christian life appropriately. There's no need trying to take the place of Christ when you are Christ.
Exactly.
You know, it's we've said it over and over again. You can't begin to describe the level of foolishness for a creator to want to take the place of the creator. It doesn't make sense.
Exactly. It doesn't make sense.
You even had no idea before you existed.
Exactly.
So how do you want to take position where you even had no? In fact, there was no clue you were meant to exist.
Mm-hmm.
And so, please, let's take this word seriously and share it with other believers, so that we will help to save others who are already going down this lane. And like my bishop used to say, then the line between pride and humility is so thin that you don't know when you have crossed over it. And you see, accountability is something that's very important in this Christian world.
Exactly.
If there's no one that can call you to order to tell you, my brother, you are jumping, you have just crossed the line. you are gradually crossing the line. Then you are at risk, a very high risk. May that not be our portion in the mighty name of Jesus. So please, let's take these words importantly and work with it. And indeed, as we exalt the Lord Jesus, as we shine, make known the light of men, as we, you know, declare him through our lifestyle, we will also enjoy, you know, the benefit of receiving his light.
Yeah.
There's no way you can reflect Christ. There's no way you can, you know, make Christ known, and you will be in darkness, or you will be obscured. You will be lost in the midst of the crowd. It's not possible. God help us, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In closure, let's have a word of prayer together. Heavenly Father, we appreciate you for this time spent in the study of your word again. We thank you for the journey so far. And we ask, O Lord, that these words we keep hearing and we've just heard again, they shall continue to, you know, bear fruits in us in the name of Jesus. We will not just be hearers alone, we shall be doers of your word in the name of Jesus. Help us, O Lord, to also help other believers to hear these words and stand strong in the faith in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your time. God bless you.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this teaching. We believe you've been blessed listening to this teaching from God's word. May your soul remain ever refreshed and revived. We would love to hear your praise report today. Kindly send it to us via email, chimdeoahunaministry@gmail.com. I would love to request, if you have not made the Lord Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, why not make it a date? Why not make this prayer today? Answer this call of salvation and repeat after me. Dear Abba Father, I know and accept that I am a sinner. I believe that you sent your Son Jesus Christ to die for me. I confess my sins to you and denounce sin and the devil. With my heart, I believe in and receive Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior. With my mouth, I confess the Lordship of Jesus over my life. Thank you, Abba Father, for making me your child and for making me a new creation. In Jesus' precious name, amen. If you want to give your love seed of any amount to Grace Life Komi Podcast, kindly use any of our giving channels available. To give in dollars, you can send to Universal Merchant Bank, Ghana. Account number 0331545512013. With SWIFT code MBGHGHAC. And to give in cedis, you can still send via Universal Merchant Bank, Ghana. Account number 0332545512017. And to give in naira, you can send through Ecobank Nigeria. Account number 5541020592. For further inquiries and mobile money payments, or even sending us a WhatsApp, kindly use the number +233 54 594 7132. God bless you. Jesus is Lord.